This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began a topical study on leadership based on the experiences of Moses in Numbers 10 through 20. We collected information on leadership and correlated it into an outline. The title was Keys to Effective Leadership. Let's amplify the first point, team dynamics. It's clear in chapter 11, verses 16 through 17, that God anointed some with the Holy Spirit to help out with the work. Joshua was concerned about his delegation of responsibility. He was jealous for Moses' sake, but Moses recognized the value of shared responsibility, of team effort, and wished that even more would be available to serve. Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." Unfortunately, some who are given leadership either want to compete for control or misuse their position. Miriam and Aaron opposed the position of leadership given to Moses. God dealt with them. Then Moses showed true leadership by interceding in their behalf. This enhanced his position while helping others maintain their position. In chapters 13 and 14, you see that the majority on a team is not always right. It takes courage for the minority to stand for what's right. Every opportunity was given for the team to pull together, but compromise was not allowed. Much can be done when there is unity, but setbacks are inevitable when discord persists. People can be led astray by compromised leaders, but those who stand true will see God's plan succeed. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.